I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? It's the Big Homie's House. It's your Big Homie Kodak. We got all the homies in the building. We got so many homies. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, starting over here.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Trap Queen Rebel.
Hey, I'm Buffy Bricks.
Buffy Bricks, you know what I mean? She got that ass. DJ Sway. What up? Just being super, super humble about yourself, DJ Sway, the remix god. That's fine. You know. Big Homie Coco.
Coco Black.
And Fifo Korea. Hello. That was.
Yeah, this is my best friend, Erica. Hey, girl.
How you doing? How y'all doing?
Hello, Erica.
Is that your Korean?
Right, because that's not it.
You made me sound like you.
Yeah. Right.
That's all I got to say.
No, that's it.
Anyway, how's everybody feeling? Y'all good?
Amazing.
Blessed.
Definitely.
Black car vote. You ready?
Yes, we're ready.
You got a whole setup over there. You eating a salad, a cheesesteak, some egg rolls.
She's balancing it, you know? Okay, y'all ready? So we're going to play a game called Black Car Revoked. It basically is the card game where I'm going to ask y'all questions that black people should know if you don't know the answer.
You lost your voice?
Yeah, I did.
What was you doing? Wow.
If you keep your clean and free. Okay, I'm gonna ask y'all questions.
I guess one day.
Okay. According to television, who is the bougiest of them all? A. Regine from Living Single. B. Willie Gilbert from Different Worlds. Tony from Girlfriends. Or Hillary Banks from Fresh Prince.
Hillary.
Tony.
The only one I know is Hillary. So yeah.
Hillary, what? Definitely. Hillary invented
Hillary
bougie.
Too.
Hillary invented
I
bougie.
I don't know them.
Okay.
Right, she lives in Bel Air.
I don't know. Do you guys watch Living Single? Have you watched Living Single?
In the past.
Okay. That's too throwback for me. I ain't that
Okay. On Living Single, where did Khadijah work as an editor and publisher?
What are the options?
The Mix, New York Times, Flavor, or Vibe?
I'm guessing. I'm going to say Vibe.
I'm going to say New York Times.
Flavor?
It's Flavor.
That dude's on the old school shit.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Okay,
I
last one.
Bob probably wouldn't even pop in there.
So who heard that vote revolt for that one?
Oh,
everybody.
Did you know that answer?
No.
Oh, so you got
it. I know the answer because I was reading it, so that don't count. Okay, last question. What do you call your mother's best friend's kids?
Sis.
Cousin.
No.
Your mother's best friend.
Cousin. Yeah. Cousin. Give me your card.
Wait.
You
know,
none
cousin.
Of them old cousins. Yeah. Cousin.
What's
you
up,
know,
cousin?
You know them more than 5 years. They your cousin.
Yeah,
shit. All right. I call my
cousin
sister.
So what happened with like your mama best friend got a fine ass daughter, a fine ass son?
Oh,
that's
my cousin.
Mm-mm. No. That's
my brother.
It's my brother, but remember the last episode?
They give you some hunches.
Y'all see,
that's
a
southern
thing that eats that shit. I'm just playing.
Miss Bricks, where are you from?
I'm from Jacksonville.
You're southern. What the fuck?
But I was raised up north.
Where was you raised? In Philly?
Yes.
What's Philadelphia? That is a.
You got dirty Sprite. What you drinking?
This is Minute Maid, Sprite, and 1800 and Jose Cuervo.
1800
Sprite. Y'all won't go there to drink nice stuff.
Yo, y'all niggas actually lucked up today because I was actually feeling depressed and down on my luck because the Falcons disappointed me 2 weeks in a row. And I was about to break out.
You too?
I was about to break out the Four Loko.
Take the strong person.
Not the Four Locos.
I was about to end it all in this motherfucker.
You who said bring Four Locos back?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, story. I said. Yeah, what I say? Normalize drinking Four Locos.
Yeah, yeah.
I was about to say fuck it. These niggas have got on my last nerve. I'm about to kill myself with alcohol.
You're about to end it quick.
These Falcons nigga. 2 weeks. How the fuck?
You gonna be in a lot of depression then dealing with
him. How the fuck? 2 weeks in a row.
Hey man, that was going on with the Falcon dog. I can't be
you know what? You know who I blame? The women. It's too many fine ass women in Atlanta, and I've always said that shit. Let me say this shit. Let me say this. Goddamn it! You look at all the teams that are winning: New England, Green Bay. It ain't no bitches in those cities. They ain't got shit else to do but focus on football. Ain't no bitches in Boston.
Well, they need to focus. They need to find.
And ain't no bitches in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Where the hoes at in Green Bay? Where the hoes at in Green Bay? Where has the MVP been the last two seasons in the NBA?
Oh, my God.
Milwaukee. There are no hoes in Milwaukee. Yes, there are no hoes in Milwaukee. That nigga ain't got shit else to do but focus on his craft.
They flying him out, man.
A nigga in Atlanta. A nigga in Atlanta.
They got exclusive one.
Niggas will take a pay cut to play in Atlanta.
Shit. That really
yeah, because everything bitches. In Atlanta involves strippers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Everything niggas can't focus. Strippers. That's why they lost the Super Bowl like that. The women. The women in Atlanta, they got to the third quarter and said, we about to fuck Magic City up. We back. I'm going to the strip club with the motherfucking shit. They was thinking about Coco and all this ass. I blame you.
Y'all can't never just take y'all ill and leave us. I was us.
Every right. time the Jaguars won, they used to go to the strip club.
Exactly. That's every why the Jaguars are sorry as fuck.
Hey, watch your mouth. Watch your
they
mouth.
They is sorry as shit.
Watch your mouth.
Am I lying?
Watch your
Leonard Fournette
watch
didn't want to be there.
First of all, are you from Florida?
I like Florida. I just drive past Jacksonville to go to Miami. What else? What else? Miami a fire ass city too. When the last time Miami was been good?
Miami don't count.
What?
What? They just don't count.
Look, nobody
know about the Dolphins.
Look at that, exactly, because they be focused on the ass.
Who the Dolphins? Who
are you doing? Houston, Texas is 0-3. Okay. Guess
what? Shit, they got bitches over there with ass.
Exactly. Oh, right. Because they can't focus. Because the bitches with the ass.
But Dallas, come on.
They still got some
Dallas got hoes.
Yeah, so Dallas you can't blame it on us.
I can.
Nah.
Who won the Super Bowl last year? Kansas City. There are no hoes in Kansas
they're
City.
They're definitely
white
hoes. Snow bunnies in
them niggas is going to St. Louis. They importing hoes to Kansas City.
Oh. Either way, it ain't out hoes. Y'all can't know how to control y'all around these hoes.
Apparently not.
So that's why so many
apparently not. Apparently not. The hoes is winning.
I said that's why so many homeless men down here.
Yo, the churn that comes to your window for the water,
yeah. The water boys,
bro, they'd be like.
One man was like, but you got cash up? No.
You ain't got no boyfriend? Boy, get this money.
They got all everything.
They coming in with up for something different. I ain't
that. But that's what makes you Atlanta unique.
Them little niggas be shooting their shot at you?
Yes.
When I was following you, saw that to the place.
What you be wearing?
Flirting.
Shit like this. Sometimes like, I be in the car, I have on a dress. And
they be all the way in the car. They be like, damn, baby. I'm 16,
but I got money though.
They love.
I didn't know the water boys in Atlanta were this horny.
Yeah.
These niggas is egregiously horny. Yeah. Damn, they want that wet. They're not looking to sell water. They're trying to get it some.
They better wet
their whistle. Oh, I'm trying to dive in your ocean. Anyway, man, let's get into the porch, the first topic of the day. And we was talking about this shit beforehand. And we got to get to the bottom of this Tory Lanez and Meg shit. It is some treacherous behavior going on, and I need everybody's opinion on this. And I'm gonna start off. First of all, nigga, I am not listening to no Tory Lanez album in 2020, 2019, or 2018 at any time because I don't listen to Tory Lanez music.
Tory Fine.
I listen to a lame song on accident.
No, but he's Tory Fine.
Like broken.
He give me five, but he gonna.
Is that a Telfar bag?
Fire.
What kind of bag is that?
Versace.
Are you in
her business?
Versace.
See, in my business.
Ooh,
don't do that.
Let me go cut the grass or something. Let me go do something manly instead of being in a woman's business. But this Tory Lanez and Meg shit. So what do y'all think about this, man? Anybody can go first.
He didn't really say he didn't shoot him. He just said what happened. What they say happened didn't happen. So we think he still shot him.
I don't know. If somebody shoot me, I'm
not
getting
back in the car.
If you supposedly claim that he didn't shoot you, why you getting back in the car?
I don't know, man. Like, Tori's so small, Megan is a fucking stallion for real. Mm-hmm. And she be talking that shit. And she be drinking, drunk. Because I know when I'm drunk, I talk shit.
But you ain't going to go make up a whole scenario now.
But here's my thing.
No. Let us
hold on.
No, go ahead.
Her publicist, they're
it don't matter what the situation was. It don't matter how much bigger she.
Thank you.
It shouldn't have been no fire pulled out at all around no.
Thank you. I don't know why people keep bringing it up. She's this tall. It doesn't matter.
You're right about that.
Like nobody, like what I'm
putting. I agree. If it happened like that,
right? But, so
and I'm
saying,
and I'm gonna be honest. Meg ain't did nothing to make me think she's above lying. Now, I'm not saying Meg lying. I don't think the whole story being told. So I can't rush to either side without knowing all the details. And I think that's what niggas is getting emotional at. Like, oh my God, you not believe
me? Right.
I don't know what the fuck going on. How the fuck I'm going to rest to any type of judgment? Like, if somebody says some fucked up shit about you, but they lying, but I know them. But, nigga, wouldn't I have to wait to get your side of it first?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or, like, some paperwork. Like, you know, like, even in the streets, they tell you, you know, where's the paperwork? If somebody got shot and, like, somebody intentionally tried to shoot you and hurt you, why is nobody arrested? Why is there no paperwork being drawn up telling what happened? Because in the paperwork, it's going to tell us what happened.
And I'm not the streetest motherfucker in the world, right? So I'm going to defer to somebody else's street. Oh, YB, do you have it? Look, YB. But if somebody gets shot and the police come, ain't somebody going to jail?
Likely 98% of the time.
So that being said, if somebody like that's what I thought. Like if somebody is shot,
for that gun.
He didn't go to jail for discharging a firearm. He went for a concealed firearm.
For hiding.
That's different. So if you fired a gun that was concealed, aren't you going to jail like for real? Like that would have been like in the news. And it was also revealed that he had no gunpowder on him.
But from the
gun.
Who shot her?
That's the thing. Because
sniper from the roof.
Because when she was on her live, she was saying she was making it seem like she wasn't arguing. She was like, "I was done. I was tired of them arguing, so I left the car." And when she left the car, she said, "When I left the car, he shot me. I don't know why he shot me."
And
he
you got back
me.
In the car with somebody that shot you.
You're so close.
That makes sense?
So who else?
I'm just saying, Coco, I mean, everybody, does that make sense? Would you get back in the car with somebody that shot you?
I didn't even know she got back in the car.
No, she would have had to get back in the car for them to get out the car when the police pulled them over.
Oh.
So, maybe two girls in the car and one dude, and everybody arguing when somebody gets shot.
I thought she said that they was arguing, and like yeah, the neighbors heard it or something when she was getting out and something.
I think this is a.
Tory
said. I think this is a. I think
you didn't listen to the album. Let me tell you what he said.
I don't listen to Tory Lanez albums.
Let me tell you what he said. He said
I got better. I can listen to Lil Baby.
We was right though when we was doing our predictions about him and Kylie. They was a little flirty. He said he was flirting with Kylie.
Oh.
And he said he had a crush on Kylie. She got upset.
Pause. Wait a minute. White women always ruining shit. White women white. Fucking it up. You said she not white. What is she?
She's
beige?
No.
Like
alabaster?
Alabaster.
Well, I think she's white because she's not.
White as fuck.
Either way, he said he had a crush on Kylie, which means he was flirting with her in the pool or whatever he was doing. He said Megan got mad. He did like a little voiceover of what Megan was saying. He was like, "You mother effing B, F you." And Megan went to the car. He was like, "I didn't even know you left, but even though I had a crush on Kylie, I still would have came with you." So Megan left the party without telling him, and I'm guessing he followed her.
And they got in the car together.
I'm guessing she was already in the car. He probably just hopped in.
Hey, man.
See, look.
It is way too many. It's way too many details being left out this store for me to jump to anybody's side. And I think the motherfuckers, like, even like when you look at Meg's history, she quit to run the social media with something.
She did it with the
15-01 shit, talking about her contract.
Because she needed
to. No, she didn't. Nobody knew.
Because
she wanted to. She had fans.
She did not go back to the social media.
She did. She was the first person to talk about her contract on social media. Nobody would have known. Like, she willingly signed the fucked up contract.
They were first to bring it out, and people just hyping it up to the point where she was just like, "I'm tired. Let me say something."
Nobody knew she had a fucked up contract till she told people she had a fucked up contract. And it's only fucked up because she's not benefiting from it now. Like, people sign... Like, you're in the industry, Sway the Remix Guy. I'm going to say her name the whole time. Because people been talking about fucked up contracts the past few weeks. So, whose fault is it that fucked up contracts is this? The label or the people signing the fucked up contract?
The person that signs it every time.
Exactly. So, you signing for some easy money that you think, oh, shit. Because people don't believe in themselves. Like, if a nigga from the hood that makes great music, but he doesn't think that, he doesn't know his own value. Uh-huh. He gets a contract from a big-ass label. Goddamn, we're going to give your ass $1 million. This nigga ain't never seen no real big money, legal money. Uh-huh. So he said, we're going to give your ass $1 million, but we need 10 albums. And we're going to take 80% of your show money. Uh-huh. He not even think about that shit. Nigga, all he seen was $1 million.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And they going to push them 10 albums out to 10 years.
And you at the 2 or 3 years, you're like, damn, I'm going triple diamond on all my shit, but shit, they getting all the money. And but now it's a fucked up contract. Am I wrong?
I mean, it still was a fucked up contract, but yeah, it was about...
Fucked up contract for who?
No,
where's his lawyers at, though?
For the nigga that signed.
It's a fucked up contract for him.
You knew what you was signing.
That's a fucked up situation.
You had somebody read it.
It's not their fault that he ain't educated himself on what he should have signed.
But then I've heard some labels go to the extent of they will bring in a lawyer and they be like, nah. Fuck it, I'll sign it now.
They have in-house lawyers.
You can't help a nigga thirsty.
In-house lawyer,
right. They don't have no money, never even been offered to get that much ever.
But now you got $1 million thrown in your face. So like the shit with me, it's fucked up now. It wasn't fucked up when you signed it.
You gonna have to recoup that meal.
They gonna want that meal plus some.
Somebody blowing you up. Don't even be knowing what the words mean in the contract.
Yeah, and speaking of fucked up contracts, I think everybody went to a college signed a fucked up contract. Yeah. So I couldn't say too much shit about Meg when they was talking about that shit, because boy, nigga, interest, I heard so many horror stories about people paying their college loans back. Like, damn, I paid the loan back plus some, and they still say I owe the loan.
They paying the minimum.
That interest, I ain't paying shit.
I thought you said we was getting waived. They sent me a letter.
We're waiting on Kamala.
We may waiting on somebody.
She supposed to be doing that.
They send me letters. We tell the
financial aid people you wait on Jesus, but he ain't getting it from me. He ain't getting it from me.
Donald Trump, he giving out all the money.
Hey man, Donald Trump ain't paying shit either. That nigga paid $750 in income tax.
I see that.
That is a goddamn. That nigga's a genius.
That's how you know America has always been fucked up.
Hey, man.
It's really
look bad. At our leader. It really is.
You don't think America fucked up?
No, I'm talking about... What are you talking about? Because he got to pay taxes?
I'm just saying how other countries look at our country.
Oh, yeah.
They play with us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I'd rather live in this country than in other countries.
No. Of course, but I mean...
What other countries?
Hey, the UK.
I was going to Africa somewhere. Somewhere, it's Canada.
Nah. I'm really saying, hey, well, I got freedom of speech and everything else, you know what I'm saying? Lazy, do what I want to do, go get money.
Who, her?
Why
whenever
she
I want. Her, why she wouldn't make it?
She talking about she'll go back to Africa. She ain't gonna make it.
Why? What's down there? What's messed up?
Tarantulas.
You gotta respect your husband.
You might have to go
Africa.
To the village.
And he can come home with a second wife.
Yeah, you
gonna see a new bedroom being made?
You have to obey.
You do not obey.
You can't just be breaking off.
Where's my fufu?
Unless you like in the African religion.
Where's my rice?
Where's my rice?
My jollof rice.
Ooh,
it's
my
feet. You don't rub your husband's feet?
I rub my husband's feet. It depends on what they looking like. Because some men don't take care of their feet.
She not going to make it to Africa.
Well, I'm
gonna
have to give me a boot from him.
We're
gonna go together.
Y'all not gonna make it
to
Africa.
Anyway, first of all, he gonna be one of them.
Yeah, boy, I don't see it.
The natural
motherfucker.
Baby, you stay here real quick. I'll be back.
They gonna come home with another wife. You gonna be mad as hell.
You gonna come back with some money too.
Yeah, you know.
For her?
No, for both of us.
I have some diamonds in the
cut
somewhere.
Right. If he from Atlanta, yep.
Anyway, I don't got that much enough details to say Tori shot Meg or Meg fucked up.
My girl.
Shot
we don't know. That's my takeaway from it. We don't know.
To be determined.
To be determined. Like, it's too many messed up details. But I have been seeing stuff and hearing stuff, but I don't want to talk about shit that might happen. But if it comes out that he didn't do it, it's a lot of apologizing gotta happen.
Yeah, T-Pain need to drop that album because T-Pain got. I've seen
that shit.
Like, before I dropped it, I didn't make
temperature?
Sure.
What's the temperature on Tory? Nigga, like, shut the fuck up, T-Pain. And I'm like, damn, why are we disrespecting T-Pain like that? Y'all fuck with T-Pain?
That's my dog, man. Really,
hey, man, hey, we need T-Pain.
Nobody can never be mad at T-Pain.
Can we get T-Pain on this motherfucker?
I see what I can do.
Nah, I see what we do.
You fuck with T-Pain?
It's my dog.
Relax.
Oh, he's not my type. And I'm not his type either.
T-Pain do like, you don't know. He do like, he like white girls.
T-Pain like white ladies, white girls.
Lord. Nah, but hey, funny, I got a funny T-Pain story. It's not a personal story, but it happened involving him, right? So my homecoming concert, my freshman year at Clark Atlanta, 2008. So we got down, I'm on the football team at this time, like full-time football team, nigga, like I'm a freshman. So we like, they say, okay, T-Pain doing the homecoming concert, but y'all niggas can't go. We got to focus on the game. Fuck. But I watched that shit standing over the gate. Like, you know, like, it was like some real cartoon shit. Like, nigga, oh, my God, that's T-Pain. We and I got blown out anyway.
Damn.
Mm. Nigga, I might as well have seen T-Pain.
Were you good?
In high school. I never touched a field in college. I got in, started drinking Four Loko and shit. It was over. Four Loko's ruined my life.
What flavor?
I don't even remember what flavor.
Watermelon?
I don't even remember the flavor.
Watermelon.
No. My what's your name?
They banned that shit.
Yeah.
What?
You that shit is, that they shit had a bad of course. They banned that shit.
I need to talk to my local senator.
You wake up the next morning and you don't remember nothing happened. You live wherever you like, did I do that? Did this really happen?
I was coming from a party.
Oh, what happened?
Drinking Four Loko. Back home, you know, we got the bridges. So I was going across the Matthew Bridge. I stopped on the bridge and had to pee on the side of the bridge because I was so fucked up off the Four Loko. You don't care where you're at. A bridge on a bridge, peeing, not giving a fuck.
I remember my tradition in college was to start the night off with two. I was starting night off with two Four Lokos, right? And you know the students in the parties and shit. Mm-hmm. So we had the main building has a multi-purpose room at the top. So that's where we had all our college, the campus parties and shit. Mm-hmm. So we partying and shit. I'm like, damn, I'm tired. I need to sit down for a little bit. So I go in the back room and sit on a little desk and shit. My legs swing and shit. Sit on a little desk, like a little elevated platform. Next thing I know, I wake up. It's goddamn 8 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning. I'm passed out in this motherfucker.
6 o'clock.
I gotta walk back. Mind you, I've been sitting, my legs swinging and shit all night. All the blood and rust to my leg. My feet hurt like a motherfucker. My feet swollen. Yeah, Four Loko is fucking my life up, man. Let's get into the next topic, man. We still on the porch. Somebody seen on social media. Faked the rented jets on Instagram.
Huh? That's too much.
Have you? Ooh, fuck. Sorry. Price. The rented niggas are renting fake jets. They're renting rooms that look like jets.
What?
Oh yeah, I seen that shit.
Oh no.
What do y'all think about this shit, man? The cap is at an all time high.
The jets, like the flying, it's like a plane.
No, it's a room. Like say, like niggas took all the shit out of the room and put shit in it to make it look like the inside of a jet.
That's
it.
That's the lame. That's so green.
Is it like what they doing? Like, did they like taking pictures? They're
just catching feelings, not flights. Yes.
This big
flex. When did this shit come to be socially accepted? Like, fake shit is in now.
How did y'all figure it out? Who told you?
Somebody had posted, like, they said, hey, this is a set. And they showed the full shit. You feel me? Like, they showed the full shit. Like, they didn't just show the side where niggas take pictures. Like, it was a full set.
But it looked like a real jet, though. But it's just
a real jet.
I don't know. Maybe it was just a little prop room. And he was just like, look.
Instagram, they showed the people using it.
Oh, saying
stuff. Yeah, like, oh, yeah, catching feelings, not flights.
Oh, yeah.
On my jet and my personal lady, Fashion Nova gear.
She had like a cup of wine or something, and she was like, it was when she was on a plane, but when they showed the, like, the backed up picture, it was a man holding up a toilet seat as if it was the window. And it looked like, she was like, oh.
The cap on these apps.
That is crazy.
I
probably should open the cap warehouse.
Oh, my God. Cap City Central. I can't wait till I get it. I got the shirts now. I'm finna get some caps. Say goddamn industry cap. Industry. Oh, you need a cap. You need a shirt.
Cap and
Crunch. Oh shit. You know.
Right.
Damn. I did put yours to the side too.
I put you to the side with mine.
You never asked. I ain't get your size or nothing.
Cash ain't X.
I did X.
Cash was here.
I asked where my shirt is.
I ain't X.
You ain't give me no size. I got your style. What you click your talking about?
Oh, I ain't know. I was agreeing with her, though, because it was like, dang.
Right.
But nah, but like, also, some shit I seen this weekend, speaking of the fake shit, right? So, let's get into these. Does anybody here own an Instagram boutique? You got one? Yeah. Y'all be, it's Cap on there too. So I see, I seen this girl. She had posted, JT had posted a picture and was like, yeah, shout out to my, She, I don't even remember what JT caption was. But somebody retweeted, said, yeah, I have these pants on my my Instagram boutique short. And JT had, had quote retweeted. She had retweeted it again. Was like, girl, these is a Mary's. Don't play with me. It's like, damn. So you selling some fake shit on your Instagram boutique? But, like, why is it accepted that women can wear fake shit? But if niggas wear fake shit, we the bummiest niggas in the world. Am I lying?
To be honest, what I would say is, just because somebody put a designer name on stuff like Gucci and all that extra stuff doesn't mean it's a difference between what the person sells. Sometimes it do be a different quality, but if you look at what Fashion Nova sells,
9 times out of 10, it's a different quality.
If you look
quality.
At what Fashion Nova sells, they sell, they're the same vendor as Rainbow.
Look, when yeah. I got a shirt from G-Star, yeah. That was great quality.
Okay, and anybody else can go and get that same quality. And
no, that should be Gildan.
No, you know, all you gotta do is just be go Gildan.
Once you get older, you recognize the quality. You recognize the quality in shirts. Now that I've been selling shirts, it's definitely definitely a difference in Gildan and Next Level shirts.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, that's for men. That's the men clothes.
Hanes.
Shit.
Hey,
Fruit of the
Loom,
Hanes. Nah, man, Fruit of the Loom, bitches laugh forever. Watch them and everything. Cool.
Either way,
but you gotta think about it. Men clothes is different from women clothes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yes, most of y'all, like, you know, women. You know, we have a little different type of sauce. Like, we want some material that's more cheap. Like, because the cheaper material is stretchier and moves better when your butt moves. It just go ahead and, you know, do the little.
So what the expensive material do? Because this is new to me.
The expensive material stiff. Like, I'm not going to go into Gucci, go get me an outfit from Gucci, and then try to go to the club and shake my butt, and it's Gucci.
But you can't say the shit is Gucci. Like,
here's the thing. But who's going to sit here and wear Gucci? We just going to get something that looks like Gucci. It could be the same color.
But you're going to say it's Gucci.
I ain't gonna say it's Gucci. You gonna have my knockoff. You better leave me alone.
And then when you get mad,
like,
oh, that bitch wearing fake Gucci, bitch. I never said it was Gucci.
Exactly. You need to leave me alone.
But if a nigga wears some knockoff Gucci, but if a nigga wears some shit that look like Gucci and it's not Gucci,
because men really care. See, us women, we just want to look cute.
But y'all care about that. Y'all care about the nigga though. Y'all, the nigga gotta wear real shit.
Y'all be the ones having. You've never. I personally never seen any woman come wear something, some fake Gucci or something, and say that she was wearing Gucci. That's y'all that be doing that.
Y'all but if y'all fake Gucci, y'all like Hermes on belts and stuff. Got a fake Hermes belt.
Man, I don't even fuck with design.
Man, I don't even know what it is.
I'm not design. I'm a Nike Adidas nigga.
Fake. I was like, you need to take
Nike,
that off.
Nike Adidas and Puma.
You be like looking at the belt like that. It's arresting.
But you know about the white
one. It made me suck it all in.
You know about the wildest shit about Atlanta? You see a nigga dressed like the Migos getting on Marta.
Walking. Listen to his music.
Right.
No, they don't be having
chains hanging out.
Ain't no headphones. That nigga listen to the music out loud. That nigga listen to the music out loud.
That's
like
across the street, jaywalking.
Bro, I used to hate riding Marta, bro. I hated riding Marta. You gonna hear whatever just came out on Marta. Damn, that's that new little baby, huh?
Yeah.
Like, yo, hard, my nigga, get this nigga some headphones. Fuck.
He's rapping it loud.
It is 10:47 at night, nigga. I'm tired.
No, they always get the boot bags with the speaker inside the boot bag.
Oh my God. I hated that shit. I have made it a personal. I have not ridden Marta in 5 years. I am not going to ride Marta. Ever.
They be crossing the street when you driving without looking, thinking you're just supposed to.
Fuck, nigga, I will hit you. This nigga.
They ain't gonna do nothing to their car. Don't mess
your car up. What car?
You say what?
That was hard. I gotta remake that shit.
Fuck, nigga, I will hit you.
That sounds like some young scooter or something.
Oh, yeah?
Well, nah, maybe not, but that shit hard. That's
a
hook right there, bro.
I'm a hook nigga. Fuck nigga.
There it is.
Let me see. Fuck nigga, I will shoot you. I'm trying to get on a Swag Remix God shit, man.
Let me get 21 on that. That's a
rap. Fuck nigga, I will shoot you.
Damn,
I'm
trying to
tell y'all.
Hey, man.
Now, what's
your
homegirl say? What's she doing? OG, what
you doing? Oh, fucking hell. This Patron, what the fuck am I drinking? Fuck, where the Hennessy at?
Oh, it's Christina?
Yeah, she was like, on
fuck OG. Fuck it. It's up. Let me see it.
That's what she said.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord. He bought my ride.
Hey, man, who taking the man home?
Nah, he gonna sleep on the couch.
Why that do this? He gonna go to sleep and then be up.
I'm gonna take a nap.
Lord, he's
just
drinking Hennessy and 18 inch.
It's up.
Oh,
it's
up. Wait, you better put the 1800 in there?
Not mixing.
Yeah, what you got going on?
This for you, Falcons. You fucking messed my life up.
Oh, you were serious when you said you was about to kick, drink your
liquor. Are you really surprised?
The nigga. Oh,
you must get a bet. You must bet.
I'm not going to get it together.
Did you bet on it? Yeah. I know, I got a solution.
I'm just a nigga that like the Falcons, bro. Imagine you live in a city your whole life. Mm-hmm. And one day when you got them 26 years old, them niggas go all the way. They go all the way to Houston. You think these niggas finna do it?
Do it.
Nigga, you got them drinking. You drinking happy as fuck. My niggas finna do it.
And they didn't do it.
And some nigga named Thomas Wayne Brady.
Ooh.
Fuck your life.
Call not the whole name.
I cried. I cried that night.
Me too.
But I was so sick. Imagine, nigga, you 23. Fuck!
Why don't they bring some of the Atlanta culture with them to the game?
They tried. They signed Migo Gang Girly.
Well, no. Instead of cheerleaders.
We need strippers.
Strippers. So they could.
That's going to make it work.
No.
You want to strip at the Falcons game? We got to see what you got on camera. You got to stand up.
Go ahead. What you gonna do?
She said she wants to strip at the Falcons game.
Go. What you gonna do?
Put it on the table. Put up. Boom! Ooh! God damn! Jesus Christ! Look at it.
I don't know what else.
Jesus.
Falcon.
The Falcons ain't. She and that Falcons red too. They ain't winning shit with that ass on the field.
Put Falcons right here.
They
gonna be weak.
We need to send you to the other team locker room. Jesus. Jesus Christ.
It might work.
They be ready, like, all right, bro, send to the same fucking room. You gonna be in the back, okay?
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And then they gonna have a home game plan because they ready.
Send them to the Saints locker room. Fuck.
Yeah.
I fuck with that. I fuck with that.
See? That's the game plan.
Nah, we just need niggas distracted. I appreciate you for your services. We're gonna send you to the Saints locker room whenever they play. Hey, Drew Brees.
Whatever works.
Oh my God, nigga, throw Drew Brees. I don't know what's up with Drew Brees. He's thrown 5 interceptions in the first quarter.
Throw him out, y'all.
You have Tom Brady saying Black Lives Matter.
whatever works, guys.
We need it. So, next topic, man. This is general discussion, so I didn't know where to put this one. So, light skin versus dark skin.
Oh, Lord.
Dark skin, what?
Light skin.
So, team light skin, you see team light skin, you know, you outnumbered over here. What's up, baby? You good?
Man, look, it's okay. I could be outnumbered, but, you know, the greatest.
So, who gets more love, like, among women? Like,
Among women, it's a big thing, though. Why do y'all do that?
Hold on, who's y'all? Hold on, first of all.
Just the whole question.
Jamaica, people in Jamaica.
She's light skin and dark skin.
People in Jamaica do that.
I was trying to figure out what color I am, but I think I'm like sandy red.
You and Meg like sandy red?
You made your own thing.
You ain't no fucking sandy red.
Light skin.
Sandy red. You are caramel. You and Meg the same complexion.
You are caramel.
Anyway.
You are dark caramel.
Dark skin. Do you find the difference between like how... how people treat you versus how they treat the light skin, like, especially like as a dancer in the city.
Hell yeah, all the time. I could be right there and I'm looking like dang, and the little light skin girl can come on, look just like me and everything. They'll fuck with her before they fuck with me. It's bad. It's not that bad, but it's I don't know. It's crazy.
It's sad.
Do you experience favoritism in the city? Light skin privilege.
Definitely. I ain't even gonna lie. Look, I'm telling you, the police pull up behind me. They flash their lights.
We're talking about the club and shit. Okay, we're talking about the police too.
Man, when I tell you, they just like, they be like, hey, how you doing? Did you know that you were speeding? I be like, no, I didn't. And they be like, okay, well, look, I'm just gonna go back to the car. They come back. Well, I just gave you a warning. I be like, thanks.
Did you know you were speeding?
Hell yeah, I know how to speed. I'm going 70 in a 45. What you mean? You think I need
to go?
Calm down,
Jamal. Don't pull out the 9.
When I'm in a strip club dancing, I kid you not, I be in the strip club, minding my business. I be the only light skin most of the time. I be looking around like, okay, because I work at Strokers. It ain't that many light skins for real. It's a couple of us.
Really?
It's a couple of us.
Your ass ain't even big like that.
Hey, look. Exactly. That's even worse.
Let me see.
It be but it's even better.
Put it on the table.
It's a little bit.
Put it on the table. Come on, you put yours on the table again, too.
Look.
Put yours on the table again, too. We're about to compare. We're about to compare. Put yours on the table again, too.
It look good.
Oh, bend
it over. It look good.
Bricks, we need two for comparison.
Okay.
What the fuck? And they choosing the little light skin booty over the big.
No, I wow. will do that though because it's a light skin section thing.
Wow.
That's what they will do though.
But you know what? Sometimes you know what I noticed? It ain't even about big booties and little booties. Let me let you know something, right?
Well, put me on game. Put me on game.
I step into the club every time. Mm-hmm. And I make more money than a lot of people. And you wanna know why?
Because you light skin?
Not even because I'm light skinned, because I actually work. Right. I actually sit there. I'm doing tricks. I'm making sure that I'm motherfucking looking good. This is be lazy. I look over. This bitch sitting here in front of a dude like this. I be sitting like, what is this? What are you doing? You bored?
You working that little
but I'm not spending no money with you. You just standing here. Mm. I be sitting here doing headstands, splits, lift my leg up.
But generally, in the club, like, do you think like the dark skin girls begin?
They get more money because it's a lot more of them. It's a lot more of them. There's a lot of dark skin girls. So if you put in the pot all the money that was made in the club that
night. Well, because it's more of them. I'm saying, but like, if it was 50-50.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have had a lot of dudes come up to me and be like, you don't have any real dark skins in this club? Like, they like dark skin girls. Like, if you're going to be dark skin, they really like dark skin girls. No. Like, especially when it comes to skinny girls. White men, when a white man walks in the strip club, he want that dark skin girl. He don't want no light skin girl. He need around white girls. He want a dark skin girl.
Yeah. That nigga look
like a white man, but as far as a black man,
yeah, black man, y'all don't want to fuck
with him. I'm lucky even to be his friend. He love white skin, white bitches.
I mean, that's the opposite.
Turn the camera at him. Fuck you, YB. Fuck you, YB. Is that nigga right there?
Is he our black men don't appreciate us like other cultures.
Did you see?
Did
y'all see that video that was going viral when they were interviewing the black boys?
Not black.
Hold on now.
Light skin people like dark skins.
Hold on, you say what?
Light skin people like dark skins, and dark skin people like light skins. It's the whole opposite attract type thing.
I like who I like.
Yeah. But hold on, to what you were saying, I seen that video, but it was high school kids.
Like, it doesn't matter.
No, it do matter. That mentality.
Who's about to be grown?
That's their mentality.
They wasn't
that young.
They wasn't 12, 13. You didn't share.
The kids was being interviewed. Like,
she
like,
was
no.
like, do you like, she was like, do you like black girls or white girls? All of them was like, white girls. And then when she was asking why, one dude was like, because black girls are mean. Dark skinned girls are mean. The other one, he was like, he liked black girls to an extent. She was like, what's the extent? He was like, they can't be darker than me. And he was like, my color, a little bit lighter. She was like, your color. She was like, so you wouldn't date me? He was like, nah. I was like none of the reasons was valid of why they were saying they didn't want to talk to us. And then one dude was like, because white girls are freaks and they going to give it to one other dude. Was
man,
like,
man, oh,
black girls not going to give you no love. I mean, white girls not going to give you no love. I was like, wow.
Backbone.
And these niggas about to be
that's
grown.
What But I mean, it's true in a sense, like, because, like, in the club, well, we're going to talk about Follies, the old days.
Where you dancing at now?
Right now, I'm at Blue Ivory, and I'm at
Platinum. Hey, shout out to Ivory. Hey.
Y'all close?
Food too.
Yeah.
Are y'all close?
Platinum or Ivory?
Not Blue Ivory. Never mind. I'm thinking about
Platinum.
Never mind.
Follies
had the reputation.
Follies closed.
Right. Follies had the reputation that if you go in a back room, you know they sucking and fucking. Everybody knows that, okay? But they would ask more of the Hispanic girls or what because they gonna do it for whatever, $40, $50. I don't care what you do in that room. Just up the price.
Man, they wasn't like, don't
what's the price?
On the back couches.
What's the price?
$40.
What's the price? What you need?
I'm not doing none of that.
We're not gonna blow nobody's spot up, but
I'm
like,
not doing none of that.
What is your suggested price then?
$500.
You got your fucking mind.
So I'm gonna have sex with them?
$500. You wanna have sex with me? It's gonna be $500 a month.
$500.
You ain't got no band.
In the club.
A band? A band for pussy?
Yes. I ain't gonna go as far as a band. Yeah, I need five.
I'm talking about
my wig. My wig costs about $25. My nails cost about $200. Like, anything that you do, you gonna have to, like, you trying to fuck with me? I have money.
$100.
$40. $40. You got to show it all in
That's the best in my life.
Nigga, how the fuck we go from 40 to nigga, we need to itemize. We need to itemize this list. What the fuck am I getting?
As dancers, we come across a lot of different men. So we come across a lot of different men with different calibers. Yes. So what that means that So what that means is we may come across a rapper or a football player who's going to give us 3-4.
Period.
Then when we meet a regular guy, he's talking about 500. We like, well, what's going on?
What we doing?
We're not doing that.
You're not fucking for 500?
You just want to touch me?
500, that's just, that's for lunch, gas, and regular items for the week.
For today. No, that's for the day.
Well, I'm about to make a mixtape out this year.
500 is for real. 500
is for real. That's why I don't know. Once it gets more than $1,000, like, I hate when somebody try to buy me something more than $1,000. I'd be like, you know what?
Hold the fuck up. Time out. Time out. What is the most niggas have offered y'all to beat cheeks?
What is the most niggas have offered y'all to beat cheeks?
Oh, okay.
BG.
$3,500?
Oh, you're asking me?
I'm asking. This is a question.
Oh, I mean, you see, I do allowances. You know what I'm saying? I do.
Oh, nigga, subscribe to that pussy.
I'm going to get my allowance for the week. On the front end.
Yeah,
so before you even get anything, I need this amount of money a week, and then I come through maybe 2 times a week.
No, I'm saying it's a subscription.
Oh, so somebody got a subscription.
Yeah, it's
okay,
a
subscription.
Hold on, we gotta get all the answers first. So you got a subscription, so you got a month.
Yeah, you have an allowance. Like, it's an allowance. I'm more of a sugar baby type of thing.
So, but we say, like, what's the minimum?
The minimum? A week?
Yeah, no, minimum number of weeks. Then you gotta.
The minimum is a week.
At least a week. Okay.
Just a week. What do you need for a week?
Yeah, what do you need for
3 to 4.
100,000.
Oh, why would you try her like that?
For the whole week.
No, I'm gonna come 2 to 3 times. Because if you think about it, 500 times that I would have to come a lot more. So but here's the thing, baby. I'm your sugar baby. I'm spending a certain amount of hours with you. Here's the thing, $500 an hour.
Well, because once we done did this, I'm out of here. If it's five thousand, you're not with all that.
It's called residual income.
I'm talking about like what's most you been offered.
If I want to fuck with the dude, if he wants to fuck with me, so everybody just think what you keep coming back for. Everybody's not with that, but if he wants to continue that relationship, I may cut him a deal.
That's that light skin privilege shit right there. That's what it is.
I have a question.
What's your question?
That's that light skin privilege.
Because I had a doctor that was, you know, that was my guy. And we always,
Doctor's freaky.
Okay.
You trying to be an OBGYN and he a dick.
You're going to charge $500 for a guy to have sex with you in the club. But if he asks,
In the club, it's only 30 minutes. You have to think about this. It's only 30 minutes to an hour in the club. You're not in that back room for more than 30 minutes to an hour. Let's just be real. 30 minutes costs $100 up front to the thing. You got to pay $100 just to even get back there.
30 minutes of dick
shit. No, listen. That probably didn't even last that long.
If he's offering me an allowance.
No, if he's offering you $1,000, you're going to say no because that's too much.
No, I'm saying if somebody's just trying to give me like $1,000 period, just trying to give it to me, trying to buy me because we were in the topic of buying things. Yeah. That's what we are on the topic of, was buying things. If somebody's trying to buy me something for more than $1,000, I'm just like, nah, that's different. Because if I'm fucking with some money, then I'm working for this money. Nigga, you owe me this money because you're getting something good. This right here is a temple. You're getting something good. You owe me this money. But if I'm just sitting here, you just trying to buy me shit. It's just like, why are you here? Why are you trying to buy me shit? You might as well just go ahead and let me fuck and let me dip. Like, I wanted to go ahead and get this shit over with. Let me go. I don't want to sit here and hang out with you, talk to you, all that other shit.
You know what?
That's doing it, and you just trying to buy your shit. You trying to be my man.
I kind of realize that shit, too.
That shit's weird. I don't want my man. If I like you, I don't want my man giving me all this money. What are you giving me all this money for? I hate that shit. Like, bitches out here giving niggas $40,000. Fuck, I'm giving you $40,000 for. I'm going to help you make $40,000, but bitch, just giving you $40,000, what the fuck are you really doing in life that's that motherfucking good? $40,000. Nigga, give me some dick. Nah, I don't give a fuck how much I love you. We might have a joint account where we're both putting money into it. But just giving you money, you just giving me money, and I just feel comfortable enough to ask you every single week for a different hairstyle, every single week for a different nail style, every single week for clothes, every single week for shoes, every single week for purses. I feel like I'm a weak bitch. What the fuck am I working for? You can't even take care of yourself. You got to constantly ask another person for some other money just because they your nigga, just because what? No, because if you really like them, you wouldn't do that. Now, a trick is different. A trick, nigga, you got to come up out your pockets. And that's your real game. You know what I'm saying? I've been from the streets. I'm from the south side of Atlanta. Like, I'm really
from here. What else you went to?
Hey, this coming from the south, though, for real.
What, where?
I went to Drew, then I went to Lovejoy. Charles Drew, then I went to Lovejoy. Then I ended up at Solid Rock because I got kicked out of all them schools. Ended up in a private school my last 2 years. Played basketball. Did everything. Like, I'm really from the
streets. Where you graduate?
Been on Gabi.
Where you graduate?
2016. I'm 22.
Damn.
Been doing this shit.
I graduated AU.
Everybody know me on the south side. Look, everybody know me on the south side. I got a performance coming up on Tuesday at Ice Bar.
You be on the net.
Gabi, Riverdale, 85.
You be at the Piccadilly.
I don't go to Piccadilly, nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
You said what?
I don't go to Piccadilly.
Wow. Piccadilly shit good as fuck.
No, I don't do buffets. Look, I'm a Virgo. I don't do buffets. You ain't picking in my food. I like my shit to be brought out to me and prepared. I don't know. I don't want the next person sitting here picking in my food. It might look nasty. I don't know. I don't like my shit touching just different shit. And I be like, I don't want it. I'm picking.
I think I ran out of
1800.
That's that light skin shit.
You just want 1800?
That's that light skin shit. You know, so there we go. Boom.
Prop up on this one.
Sorry.
It's a good time. Look, hey,
huh? Yeah. Jose
what happened to
New York?
New York.
Shit, I don't know.
We in New York.
I don't know.
Come back.
So,
come
to New York. Come to New York. What are small things that can make someone less attractive or boost their attractiveness?
Talking too much.
Wait, which one?
Like, it can be physical or non-physical. Let's start with that makes somebody less attractive to you first.
Less attractive?
Less attractive.
Starting off sexual, starting the conversation on sexual.
If you ask some weed and shit like that, like, mm-mm.
Yeah, walking up to me and saying, you smoke. Like,
you know you smoke.
I'm turned off already.
Like, you. Next.
that's what was the question again?
What are some small things? We're going to start the first one off. That makes somebody less attractive.
Like meeting them or like already knowing
meeting them.
Like you just met this person.
You just met them like immediately and y'all talking or whatever. First conversation.
Oh.
Oh, the way they talk.
Mm-hmm. How do you prefer them to talk?
Like normal. Like
what's normal?
Like how you talk? Yes.
I'm attracted to you.
You know. You know I like them big. Yeah.
Coronavirus.
COVID-19. I like them big, but no, I'm just saying the way the way you talk to me, because like I be looking at some girls, and I be like, damn, she fine, but then when she started talking, I be like, this guy was out. Was he yesterday? Day before yesterday, we was out, and this dude was walking. He was like, yeah, because you know, woot woot. He literally was saying this woot woot, and I hate you walking by, and you know, boom boom. So I had it. I was like this.
You like woot woot?
I didn't know what he was saying. He just kept saying it. He was like, yeah, because I just see you walk by the woot woot, and then, you know, son, get your number on Instagram, because I really got him in the street, you know what I'm saying? Like, boy, I was like,
he meant that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I like that shit.
That's how you talk. Because Atlanta niggas know what woot woot is. That's the space in the middle.
I didn't know what was going on.
Let me get an example. So, shit, like, you know, shit, who's over the kid and shit, shot him, who's on that woot woot woot. So, That's the space in the middle. Like, it's a lot of shit going on, but I don't want to put a title on that shit.
I know what it means with the whole conversation. Like,
it's a lot of woot. Like, Andre.
Let like one or two slides.
Yeah, but it can't go
Andre, woot woot. Andre 3000 said that name. Shit. He said, if
I'm trying to. Like, I don't know who what's the name.
He said, I'm trying to get that bleep to bleep in so we can get all that woop to woop. Shit.
You know what I mean?
Y'all know what the fuck going on.
But yeah, the way you talk, and the way you dress, like sagging is a turn off for me.
Okay. What about y'all? What's something that you can meet a nigga and it's automatically turn off? What make him less attractive?
Yeah, definitely the sagging.
I don't like.
You like tight clothes?
No, I don't like tight clothes either. I like, it just gotta be fitted. And don't be trying to talk to me like flexing your homeboy shit.
That's big. Yeah. That's big. That's where the rim is going.
Oh, you asking me?
Welcome to Atlanta.
Man, I'm laid back, bro. I don't really like all that ish shit, man. Like, you ain't got to prove nothing to me.
A loud woman is saying? Turn off.
You feel me? Like, you ain't got
to. You don't like none of us. Right. Right. He said a loud woman.
If you take a girl out to, like, out to eat and she eat all her food, is that a turn off to you?
Can she eat all her food?
Eat all her food.
Hell, I paid for it. She better eat it out.
I seen somebody say that.
I ain't like, I can eat my food. I don't know.
It was like, if I got to take out and eat all your food on a date, we never going out again.
Yeah, because I seen that, too. And dude was like, weird. When the dude was like, free game, don't eat all your food on the first date.
I was like,
look, man. If you don't eat it, I'm gonna eat it.
If
fuck
a,
you, man.
If a man makes a comment about how much food you're intaking, you just need to go ahead and leave him alone because he got something wrong with him. Because you're not gonna tell me how much food
I was just mad to eat. Like,
why are you paying attention?
It was nasty. You eat food, you work at Strokers. That food at Strokers be good like that? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had
food at the Ivory be good for motherfuckers.
Well, they fish and grits so
good. Ain't no leftovers. Ain't no leftovers. Ain't no leftovers. You feel me?
Leftovers was disgusting. So instead of throwing
away, Deb used to take care of nigga over there, boy.
To somebody who was hungry.
But nah, my and shit. Hygiene. Something that automatically make you less attractive for me. This is shit for me personally.
What?
But like a teeth, fucked up teeth.
Can
take you from.
I ain't gonna lie. Nah.
Like if you got like I personally believe you cannot be a bad bitch with fucked up teeth. There's no bad bitch alive with fucked up teeth.
Man, I'm not gonna lie. Come on, when she smile, but like she got that little cute smile, like you know she got a couple little crooked teeth in it.
I got
you
one.
Know that little cute smile, and then she just keeps smiling.
I got some for you. I got some for you. When I was in college, it was a girl that talked like this. She talked like this. That's so like whenever she got excited, she was like. So this whole time, I'm like, bitch, why is you
she
never...
She crazy. She a key.
Ooh. Why she was trying to tell you why.
Why is you never open... Like, I ain't never seen your teeth before. I don't know if she had no teeth.
I know she happy right now. We wearing masks. I know she doing all the.
Before we get in that, what's something that is, like, can automatically make somebody attractive to you?
Big lips.
Yes, I love
lips. Like, if you look work. Clean...
I like
a man with a clean face.
A bookshelf.
A bookshelf.
You got a bookshelf in your house? I be sitting here looking like, dang.
That pussy get wet for a bookshelf?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You got a bookshelf. That nigga read.
That nigga ain't open none of them books.
Show me that.
Never.
Is that a Malcolm X autobiography?
I read that and
goddamn. Let me suck your dick to this Dr. Seuss.
One, two.
Is that the Cat in the Hat, nigga?
Sam,
I am. Reenacts in hell. Is that H.P. Lovecraft? This nigga's reading goddamn Lovecraft poetry.
Harry Potter together and fucking.
Oh, hey, that's so great.
Every different chapter, they switching. 69. Let's go.
This nigga got.
You read out loud. This nigga read out loud.
Is that the Sorcerer's Stone, nigga?
This nigga right here that we're reading because he know about all this shit.
Nigga, it's a movie.
You got kids?
No, I ain't got no kids.
You know, he been reading y'all, so.
Nigga,
there
it
you
is.
Go, Rebel. He been nigga, reading.
It
you
is
got a bookshelf.
It, look, Harry Potter is a whole movie series. I didn't have to read shit. I read the whole book.
The book was this big.
I did read one Harry Potter book. That was in 1999 when the shit first came out.
I read all Harry Potter books. I seen all the movies. I'm on it.
You fucking lying.
I was reading Harry Potter.
No, I'm dead ass. I was in the fourth grade.
I was
reading Harry Potter.
What year was that?
1999.
I was one.
Oh, I was one too.
Yeah,
I was nine.
I forgot
you
told me.
1998.
I was reading Harry Potter in 1999. I love Harry Potter. So I do be reading.
How are you? When was you born?
Hey, I be reading.
It's the diamonds for me. Fuck the movies. Let me see them diamonds.
So you want so nigga?
It ain't gotta be real.
A nigga,
how would you know?
You say it ain't gotta be real. I said they gotta be real.
You wouldn't know though.
A nigga gotta have some.
You gonna not know?
She gonna pull out that
shit. She gonna pull out the shit. And she gonna pull out the shit.
Nah, you can look at daddy. But you can tell when the diamond's real.
You can tell real diamonds.
I don't know. If you see real
diamonds, you'll know real diamonds.
Man, fuck the diamonds. What the dick print looking like?
Man.
Look at this shit. That's a freak. Why are you this horny? Why are you this horny?
Because I want to know. I don't even want to waste no time. I want to know when I meet you. I want to know what's going on.
I have a question.
I've been waiting 6 months and then it just ain't nothing. So I want to know.
What's up, horny?
Could you be with a guy with a small wee-wee? With money, or could you be with a guy with a big wee wee and broke?
I take broke.
That's a good ass question.
I take the broke nigga. I take the
good ass question. Good question.
I'm gonna take the broke.
He gonna get some money fucking around with me.
I'm gonna take the broke nigga. Because listen, there's a lot of things that you can bring. You can bring some toys into it to satisfy yourself, and you know it's all different type of things.
Nah, you gonna cheat?
No, I don't know.
Exactly, she don't know.
You ain't gotta cheat. Because, you know, if the nigga, he got a small dick, you know.
I've seen some men out there that like small
dick. Man, I'm not doing no small dick shit. I would embarrass you.
Big dick shit?
It's okay.
Yeah. Have you embarrassed a nigga before?
Hell yeah.
What did you say?
Whoa.
I said, what is this?
Whoa.
Like, what's up? Shit. Like, I don't. Nah.
Hey, boy, you got all this on
where's the rest? Sir?
All
the rest out.
We're going to see you this shit, boy.
You got no fucking dick.
Who are you?
Swear to remiss God.
I ain't nobody, man. What up?
Who are you?
You don't know who this is?
No, please.
Hey, man, we got to take a shot together, man. I'm number one on the billboard right now.
I know. You
number one on the billboard.
Okay,
what you doing?
He said that's who he
ain't never heard that
song. Hey, man, stop playing with my nigga.
He ain't never heard a song that in the beginning to be like, Swear to remiss God.
I'm serious. I just...
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
bread,
ham, hot dog, beans, greens, potatoes,
tomatoes, turkey.
You name it!
Y'all hungry. Thanksgiving face ass.
Yeah. No, nigga, that's one of his songs, you crazy ass.
Oh, that's his song.
Bro.
That's crazy. Oh, hey, man, what
an 18
it though.
I'm right.
18, my nigga. We need it.
You done asked like 3 times superstar status. It's right there in front of her.
That's the Quavo. 18. That's Quavo, you crazy ass nigga.
I'm definitely
Quavo?
Not Quavo.
Oh, so that's not 1800? They look the same.
Fuck y'all,
oh, you made that? That's
did she reach out to you?
Groupie.
Oh, oh, he got in trouble.
You got in trouble for that?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You got in trouble for making that
song? Who told y'all that? Kodak?
He just said that.
I heard it.
You got in trouble about her people?
Yeah, she tried to sue me $5 million.
$5 million? Even though it blew her up?
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, fuck you, Shirley Caesar.
But even though it blew her up, she tried to sue me.
Did not see her make a video saying it.
How I work is, man, God is good.
Okay.
Oh, did you get paid, though?
I get paid every year.
Oh, excuse me.
Hold on. Didn't you just do some shit with Cardi early this year?
My little brother.
Oh, Mark
yeah.
Okay.
Then we turn around and hit her with that Lose Your Job.
You about to lose your job.
Oh, you did that song, too?
You was about to lose your job.
Oh, my God.
Eat something.
I mean, you was fire. How about it?
I'm from New York. I
need my song, though.
Okay, but what happened, now?
With the
yeah.
Yo, man, she tried to sue for $5 million, but the thing is, she didn't own the masters to it, and she didn't own her publishing. It
was you stupid mother.
She just tried to get some money because she went broke.
What happened?
It was never a song. It was a sermon that she was preaching. Mm-hmm, I turned it into a song.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when Chris Brown and Nicki Minaj and all these different people started reposting it,
yeah.
You know, when it was verbally a 50-50 deal, that 50-50 turned into 90-10. You ain't going for no 9 to 10.
Yeah, we made you know, popping.
It's all love, but at the same time, like, you know, that was one of those situations we were talking about earlier. Like, if I was a young nigga, that wasn't really happening.
The
like
contracts.
That, you would have been like, yeah, I would have signed that shit. You know what I'm saying? But
so what's happening?
Because you came out like, I made you popping again. You know, to the new generation.
Hey, like, I ain't gonna say that because she was already popping.
I know she been popping, but to the older people. But to the now to the new generation.
Right.
To Rebel, she probably don't know nothing about her. But to her, but now she know that song though, so like you just made her popping, so she should have really paid you.
So what happened on
it didn't go like that?
She got a deal?
We ain't made no deal.
Oh, period.
You just ain't getting sued.
She just mad.
And she's still popping.
You can't sue us on your own.
Oh,
you
don't want
to
nothing that you do not own.
You don't get that money.
Period. Period. What it is. Period.
Period.
Don't play with us. We know our shit. Don't play with us.
Period.
Hey, man, we in this bitch.
That's crazy.
Never a good time.
I didn't know
Young black and successful. We looking. I ain't know. I'm just telling. They don't have four for real though. I've been smoking all day, dog.
I know. Ain't nobody pass no weed this way.
You mad? I tried earlier. Somebody said they ain't smoke. I think it was you.
Her?
They over here. I'm over here in the non-smoking.
The virgin lungs.
Oh, I get drug tested.
Can we roll up?
Yes.
No.
Roll up. I'm in Beverly Hills over here.
You know you can roll up.
You ain't got a condom.
You said what?
I ain't know.
Yeah, I'm
here. We was talking about it.
All my shit. No, you ain't. Nothing over here in the cut. See here. As soon as I see the camera go light, I've been sitting here in the cut.
You rolled up another on the low. I seen.
I ain't roll up another. I put half my shot for later. I was like,
look. Up.
Yeah, started smoking a little too strong. My shit be a little strong. You having to put that bitch
okay, out. Okay, Hulk Hogan.
Yup, you already know.
Look.
You already know.
Look. It's really one right under you. Look at the table right there. Yeah, I'm about for
this. This one
look,
right behind on. You, actually.
Right behind you.
Yeah, they done got that one, my boy.
Cocoa Black, you okay?
You need a charger?
Corona? Oh, no,
I was before eight. You better not have a motherfucker. You sitting next to me.
Yeah. I just kissed you on the cheek. So already, I just got a cough out of
got
nowhere.
I already
so,
got it.
You know, passed
it, yeah. Nah, you don't gave it to me. Anyway, can you handle being with a spouse that is always busy? Like somebody who's in the industry or heavily involved in their line of work and they super, super busy all the time. They'll understand. Mm-hmm.
Hell
this is a female question all day.
Nah, it's for niggas too. Me, as long as you can communicate what's going on, and like you can give me a little bit of communication, I'm good. Cause without that, I'm gonna feel like some extra shit going on. Cause the business motherfucker in the world can still say hello every now and then.
Because how did you get my number?
We don't gotta be texting 100 times a day. But shit, nigga, at least 2-3 times. Shit, I'm right. Good.
Yeah. You put the phone at least.
What are you doing?
I'm a stalker.
Yeah, I need to see you every day.
Mm. See you?
I need to see
I'm
you
a
every day.
I'm a stalker.
Yeah, and I don't want to go home.
If you busy, you busy.
This bitch don't want to go home.
I mean, that's okay.
Jesus.
Go home.
I don't want to go home.
I'm
like, going to
be showing up at the house.
I got school. Hey, I don't want to go home.
What's that blood?
Like,
what are
you doing? I might spend 2 nights
what's that blood passing the bitch?
I might spend a whole weekend. And then when I do have to go home, it's only because I got to make some money.
Let me help you.
I want to leave.
I'm outside the window like...
Oh, right. No, I'm not going to lie. If I think you're cheating on me, I might just go.
Why would you think a nigga cheating
on you? I'm going to climb on your balcony. I mean, if I feel like you're cheating on me, I'm going to climb on your balcony.
Anyway, so you...
It's a Virgo thing.
It's a Virgo thing. Yeah, that's some Virgo shit, because I ain't doing none of that.
Hey, what a Scorpio.
I'm a real player, for real.
Right,
this guy, freaky.
I actually had a conversation, like, we haven't talked in years. We had a conversation, he told me that he was like, he felt like I was unappreciative when we were talking, because I always wanted to be around him. He was like, I didn't think that you didn't never appreciate the time we did spend together, and every time we wasn't, you was upset. I was like, that's a problem. But I wasn't upset. I didn't even know where he get that from. But niggas be upset that you want to see them. Like, what's wrong with
hold
that?
Hold on. You said niggas be upset. What?
What? He was upset that coronavirus.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
He was upset because he said that, like, when we used to hang out, we hang out. But then when we don't hang out, he said, I used to be upset. I don't know where he get that from. But
I didn't like that.
I was like, I didn't know that it was a problem for me to want to see you or be around you. Like, dang.
Yeah, I
like
that.
That's
right. As soon as you leave, I got attitude.
Yeah. Why are you leaving? Where are we going?
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
You don't have no feelings.
Buffy, she's really like...
Is it a necessity, is it required for a nigga that like y'all to spend money on y'all up front?
Well, you gotta consider what's up front. If I met you in the club, first two weeks.
Yeah.
If I met you in the club, like, you gonna spend money on me in the club? Yeah.
If I met him at Publix,
like, we could be cool, you know. I'm not gonna jump right into your pockets, but I mean.
But you gonna get into the pockets eventually.
I mean, cause like, what we doing?
Right.
What we
so, like, you didn't.
All this by your colors and where you're from, what you're doing.
What's your favorite color? What's your bank account, nigga?
We can get who you bank with. But I'm saying, like, you know, we're going to go on dates. That's still spending money on the bank, whether you giving her money or not. Like, whether we go eat, whether we go, you know.
Somewhere.
Something. The aquarium. I mean, I'm
because
not
if we first
either,
meet, I'm not pulling up to your house. So
yeah, I want you to tell me. Tell me to put my money away.
That's
it. I like it when a man tells you to put your money away.
I'm just holding it.
Yeah, nigga, just be like.
Nah, they gotta get a little upset. That's how you know.
What you rich calling ones for, shawty? I be like, because I'm always carrying around a whole bunch of ones. So they be like, which rich calling ones?
Yeah, when they get a little upset, you know you got one. They be like,
all right. So you said you finna buy it. So can I order what I want?
Women like gifts. We like shit. Yeah. Y'all got that's.
So it's required that a nigga break bread on you.
It ain't required, yeah, but if you want the bitch attention, you gonna have.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do
but
as a man.
Though,
but what I'm saying though, niggas like to be liked back. That's my thing. Like me back.
Like me back.
And then
it's not even you. Don't even have to get expensive stuff. We don't even like expensive. Well, right. You don't have to go on a simple picnic.
And that's your trick. All the tricks out here.
Nice, like taking us somewhere.
Don't
that's
listen
nice.
To this.
Y'all
this
be trying to think
trick.
That y'all gotta spend $1,000 for something. Like, you know, just do simple stuff.
But like, when niggas be putting big shit in return, like, put me on your car insurance. What nigga?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, for real.
Nigga,
you
want
big
shit in return for your legs.
No, niggas, no.
Put the cable in your name.
No, nigga, you're not a part of that. I don't know what the fuck type of niggas you are. She said, nigga, put me on your car insurance. What
I'm talking
fuck?
About, well, listen, you gotta know what type of nigga.
I put his ass on my car insurance.
So, who you stay with?
You can put me on your car
insurance. Who you stay with?
Man, you can stay with me if you want to, baby.
You stay by yourself.
You
have a nigga. You better not bring no bitches in my spot. I got cameras. It's okay.
Save a nigga.
Every day I want to come home to you. I want to cook dinner.
You get your ass ate every day.
I ain't dealing with no broke niggas, but they can stay with me. You going to pay somebody's rent. You gonna do some shit, but you can stay with me.
You taking on roommates.
That
ain't a
nigga. We gonna do this together. We gonna do this.
But you
didn't
say you taking a broke nigga. If
I take it a broke. I will build a broke nigga. Man, there's so many.
You build a broke nigga. Please tell this story. Oh, please tell this story. 22 build a broke. Tell this story. We need to hear. Hold on.
What you say? Niggas build up broke. First of all, I had an ex.
Man, first of all, let me tell you something. I had an ex. When I met him, he ain't have nothing.
He was homeless?
Nothing. He wasn't homeless, but he was sleeping at some other bitch house.
That nigga was homeless.
Oh,
was
shit.
And you he housed him.
Man, when I met that nigga, I was like, you know what? You cool. We be laughing all the time. I said, you come stay with me.
Yeah, we got you. He made
next thing you know, first.
20 niggas for the win. I'm all the way up.
First of all, I had him working a regular job. This was right before the pandemic hit. First, I would have him work a regular job, right, when pandemic hit. That nigga up $100,000 right now for scamming. I was like, yeah, you gotta do this and this.
Hold on now, that nigga going to jail. You don't get a nigga fast track to prison.
Y'all don't even know who it is.
That nigga going to jail.
How?
He up though.
You know how many niggas I fuck with?
He ain't
how many niggas you put on scamming?
Oh, Lord.
Y'all,
are you a scammer?
I need that new employment. You have him. He up 100,000.
I ain't gonna lie. I think motherfucker needs to be start getting put on paperwork. But I feel like.
You mean like whole facts?
Not whole facts. No, I'm saying like if I talk to somebody and she come up off talking to me, but you are my employee at that point. Like if we break up and you start getting club bookings because you fucked with me, nigga, I need 20%, 30%.
Income. No, I don't need none of that.
I feel like G Herbo need to get a percentage on. Of all Ari club bookings.
Oh, Ari.
No, they already got a kid. The fuck?
I don't even want to talk to you again. If we stop talking.
She do all.
I don't even want to talk to you again.
You think she old?
She old.
Who the fuck was Ari before G Herbo?
She doesn't matter.
She's the mother of his kid. That's already enough.
Ari be an oak. Damn near every week.
She did it herself. He not signing no papers or doing anything.
Right.
Because who was, did we know who she was before G Herbo?
It doesn't matter. We know
it
now.
It do matter.
But she got a kid.
But she was.
That's why I said put my fuckers on paperwork.
Hold on. Before though.
before she was with Tay, her and Tay are real close. So people knew about Ari, but we just didn't know about Ari like we know.
But
about
we still
Ari
knew she can walk somewhere without Jehovah, and people gonna know who she is, and people gonna want to take pictures with her. So,
but he did like
he's going out.
She did like set the flame like
right. And guess what? He's out of the picture. She's still flaming, and now she would have died
because her ass
fat. It doesn't matter. Her butt was big. She was a stripper already.
She was a stripper.
He took her to a strip club.
I thought
she was a bartender.
Oh,
she was a bartender.
Her ass was fat. That's why she popping.
It's fake.
At the end of the day, I don't care. It's still
fake.
Your eight.
So you like it?
Oh, you like fake ass?
I like fake.
So
would you choose a
it's
fake
a,
ass?
It's a difference.
I choose a fake ass.
I like to look at a bitch.
Your butt real?
Yeah, my butt real. Everything real.
Put on table.
Buffy George real?
Put it on the table.
Put it on the table.
Buffy's mad. Let me see you.
Put it on the table.
Coco's, I've been knowing Coco since, what?
Okay.
Wait. It is real.
Me and Coco from the same.
That's incredible.
So. I think your butt is incredible. Thing. I think it's a Florida thing. It's just, the Buddhist is there. The Buddhist is in Florida.
It's in the water.
Oh, yeah.
The real booty.
I haven't seen a good booty job yet.
I've seen a good booty job.
I haven't.
I think Summer Walker got on.
But no, we're talking about fake booties. I like looking at big ass fake booties, like the big super dump truck fake ass booties. But I don't like
being with them. If it's gonna be fake, don't.
Like it's, I don't want to name names, but it's some chicks on Instagram who should I be looking like? Damn, that's a big fake ass. Like,
look, some big asses, you just be thinking
they cartoony.
You need to put a little extra something in that.
It be looking kind of weird. I like looking at it,
Do you like it? To the same reason I like going to the circus.
Okay, but do you like it? So you like those videos when people be smacking the videos? You know how like people like it, they don't like the smacking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like it, but I like looking at it.
But
it's like going to the circus. So you look at the clown.
You got a little booty.
So do you like it or not?
Little booty's better.
Yeah.
So basically, look at my little size, but she came right next to me and was like,
I pick you. I fuck with you. You got a personality.
What?
Pick her with what?
The chick who I was showing.
Over a fake booty.
Okay. I'm not going to say her name out loud because it's, I fuck with her. I mean, I fuck with her, like, but like, she got a big, stupid, fake ass.
I get that a lot, though, in the club, too.
Your ass not even crazy like that, though. You got like a normal,
stupid, dumb ass booty.
Because niggas like clown shit.
Nigga, you don't see this soft jiggly shit.
Niggas don't go to the club for realistic shit. We want to see some like out of space. You're like, nah, look at the freak show.
That's the freak show. That is
definitely. Man, you know what? I'm tired of niggas in this freak show. I'm tired of niggas come to the club on that freak shit. Like, niggas start doing a little too much.
Niggas get to drinking, doing a little too much. What's the freakiest thing nigga that tried to do you in the club?
Man, no cap. Like, I just had the problem with that. I was at Barnacles and I was dancing, right? I left Barnacles, right? That's where I met him at. Look, that's where I met him at. No, that's not the strip club I was at. That's where I met him at. I met him at Barnacles, right? I told him, come to Strokers. I went to Strokers, right? We get there. I'm on the stage. I'm dancing. I go to bend over. I'm seeing her arching my back. I put my head underneath my, like, underneath my legs. And I think he tries to spit on my pussy or some shit.
What?
And then shit lands on my face. I say, oh, holy shit. I got up. I was like, you know what? This freak ass shit that y'all niggas be trying to do. I got a nigga kicked out. And, like, I don't know how, but he ended up on the floor at the end of the night after he went outside. Whatever happened. I don't know what happened.
He got beat up?
He was on the floor sprawled out. Like, I don't know what happened.
Like, a crime scene? Like,
he was, like, sprawled out, knocked out.
That's stupid. Spitting on the floor. I would have been with it.
Ew. In your mouth?
Yes. Like,
what if she was like that?
That ain't went right.
First of all, I'm just like, I can't even do that in my own sex life with a dude that I'm talking to. All that spit in your mouth and all that other shit. Nigga, you spit on me, I'm gonna want to kill you, nigga. Like, that's like some real shit. Like, imagine back in the day.
Nick,
if somebody
would
spit on you.
Can
back in the day, bro, we would have been fighting. I had to kill
you. Can a nigga spit in your booty?
Hell no. Cannot even touch my booty. Don't even look at my little booty hole.
nigga don't touch your booty hole.
No, that's a no-no zone.
You don't do that?
No, that's a no-no zone. That's a no-no zone.
I would think she
no, that's a no-no zone.
You don't do that.
You don't like your
ass? No, I'm a little too gangster for that.
Sis, you ain't no like
what?
Too gangster.
Sis, you freaky.
What? Nigga, put a gun on your ass.
You ain't
that no-no. I'm laughing. Nigga, you can lick my toes.
I don't suck
you can, like, lick in my ear. I don't know, whatever that thing that niggas be doing where they be licking your ears and
nigga
shit.
Do that?
Don't spit in my mouth. Don't touch my motherfucking asshole. Like, get out from there. It hurts. Brick. I don't
why
like that.
Why you touch his?
Brick. Touch his asshole?
Why y'all gotta come to me?
Because you
that's
here.
That's where it comes in.
I knew she was
because you
say.
Here.
She be messing with guys booty holes.
Oh, you mess with guys booty holes?
Oh, oh, I mean, if that's what you like, I do it a couple times. I mean, I ain't gonna eat it.
I'm about to say you need an ass.
But no. I put a dildo in that motherfucker.
Yeah, oh, gay. So you like gay men?
I mean, if that's what that's all you want, then I do it.
Because I had to do
it. I had me fucking doing like that shit.
Like, he'll be on top and he'd be like, ooh, spread my cheeks. And I'll be like, ew, you're gay. I can't do this no more.
Let me spread them.
What? Oh, yeah. One time, if
you're a Virgo,
but I'm doing it the first time. No, I'm saying the first time it would do me off because we were into it, so it was just like, he was like, ooh, spread my cheeks. I was like, okay. Anyway, it made the sex better though.
Why? Because girls like ass. Don't let girls tell you they don't. Girls like ass too. I don't give a fuck what no bitch say. Y'all like ass. Y'all be looking at dudes and when they get naked and they walk to the bathroom to go, you know, wipe up or whatever they
doing.
You like
to look at it.
Yeah, you like to look at it. You be like, dang, he got a nice little little kiss to
him. What's my ass?
Let me see that one name.
Let me see that ass.
Put it on the table.
Show us your ass. Put it on the table. Put the ass on the table. On the table.
It don't go on the table.
Put the ass on the table.
It don't go on the table.
You having the pen knife?
You ain't got no ass. I feel bad for your body.
Y'all, so you're saying you wouldn't enjoy my ass? That's what I'm saying?
Ew.
Good, nigga. Good.
Yeah.
My ass is not for you.
That is disgusting.
Nigga said, wow, this is the reception my ass gets? What the fuck?
The only reason I'm looking at your ass is because your dick is, like, hanging down there. Ooh. So I'm looking like,
oh, that's the dick princess. We were just talking about the dick princess.
But no, I'm not looking at my dick.
I mean,
ass. My nigga better fucking
She commented on the part that matters. That's all we need. So let's go to the next motherfucker.
Coco spreaded the cheeks.
I spread it.
You spread the cheeks.
I did. I'm sorry.
It was in the moment.
You said,
when
okay.
I noticed, I was like, ooh.
Right. Get
the clothes real
quick.
Hitting the spot.
You not finna, hey man, you not finna treat my nigga
like
he's a
slut
on
this
show.
I can't be no slut. I can't do it. What's that mean? He gay. He done been in there since.
Frank, did you gay?
Dang. Oh my god.
Hey, what else you got in that phone, dog?
I do.
No,
but Brinks, nigga.
Wait, what?
Nick,
wait,
Nick can't play a boot hole.
He's a bottle of
tea. She dark skin.
You
like
mean,
that.
Can he play in it? Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, shit. What's the, I don't care.
I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, your tongue, I done had it all.
You like your booty?
Yeah. Why not? Like, I ain't yours now,
Mister.
That's not what we doing.
Are you playing
it
by?
Oh, my fault.
I ain't no
ass. Wow, yeah, that man, shit fun.
You like dreams? Yeah, shut up.
I ain't no ass. I promise.
That shit fun.
Actually, high five.
I ain't no ass, man.
High five when you playing in it.
Oh,
shit.
I ain't
you don't even put the thumb in the booty.
I ain't putting my thumb in on that.
I be feeling bad doing that.
Thumb in the booty hole, no tongue.
I be feeling bad doing that shit though, cause like.
To your list of things.
I be feeling like that shit would hurt because I still have my thumbnail.
A thumbnail.
First of all, I don't
want to. You got perfect. Let me see your nails.
might feel like you shitting or something. What if you put your thumb out and they shit on yourself? You're a good candidate. If that shit happens.
You're a good candidate. What? You may want to chip it down just a little bit, just so like the meat hang over
So what if it's like some boo-boo coming?
Yeah, what if this shit's on your...
make sure you take a bath before intercourse. That should have been like the first step.
No, bath don't have nothing to do with what's on the inside of your booty hole.
We can't help
you. You're supposed to douche that. You gotta douche that.
Like, some girl, like, getting the kid was just talking about this shit.
Put some douche in it.
Y'all gotta wipe that motherfucker to that. You don't see none of that goddamn baby wipe.
No brown at all.
I think everybody knows that. Okay, if you know you're gonna have butt sex. Yeah. If you're gonna have butt sex, okay,
drain it out.
Okay, right. You gotta take a last wash your ass real good. Then, like when the water falling out of the thing, you gotta open your ass a little bit so it could go in there, and you gotta fart it out a little bit so you can.
Your shit be parting like Moses in the Red Sea.
You gotta clean it.
So you plan your butt sex. So you like, oh, this the night.
But she never knows.
I don't plan it, but that's just my normal routine because you never know. Just like you're always supposed to carry a passport with you because you never know where you're going to go.
But listen, let's come back.
Fuck that. What y'all was talking about over here on the side?
Butter be doing it.
She said, make sure you wipe your butt. He said, make sure don't nothing come out. She said she had a moment. I said, well, what was the moment? She said, I gotta wipe your butt.
I had a moment. I took a shower, but you know, sometimes I still, and I still took a shower, but this dude.
She's in the shower.
He
ate your ass after you boo-boo.
No, I boo-boo and I took a shower.
She didn't wipe the shower.
I guess I didn't wipe good enough because, he wiped it and he was like, after everything was done, I seen this. I was like,
So what he said?
He ain't saw nothing.
That nigga's a savage. After I looked at the towel, I was like, that nigga done killed people before.
It's a moment.
Everybody has a moment.
Don't share that with nobody.
Send that nigga to prison.
He belong in prison.
He had a moment.
Send that nigga to jail.
Hey, listen.
Lock that nigga up now.
That can show you how thirsty niggas are. They don't care.
Man, different niggas like different things. Like, R. Kelly out here pissing on
people. Listen, no, but I've been there before. It was a time I opened the... Like, imagine, like, you got a whole bunch of water in your mouth, right? And you got them open your lips and be, like, a little moisture between your lips. Imagine you open the booty hole and that's what you see.
Moist.
A bunch of moisture in the booty cheeks.
What?
It wasn't regular water though.
It was like wet.
Shit smelly.
Did you still eat it?
No, nigga.
Did you tell her?
I didn't eat it.
You opened it like this and said.
You open it wrong.
Yeah, but he still hit though.
And the motherfucking smell come out like, nigga.
Kodak.
You close. I don't know if it was discharge or nothing.
Hold up, Kodak. Did you still hit?
Did I what?
Did you still hit?
No, I didn't do shit. Okay, nigga. Like, my nigga.
You opened them and closed them back.
Yes, like, I opened them.
And
close
it.
Fuck it.
He's a lie.
No, like, my dick is real reactive to whatever I think.
I'm real freaky.
It was like there.
I have a question for guys. Would you have sex with a girl on her period? Is that a
fucknow.com. Move on. No.
Have sex on your period?
No, not at all.
I have sex on my period.
Not voluntarily, but
you put a baby wipe up where?
If you put a baby wipe up there, it won't even know what will be on the dick. You just put a baby wipe. You gotta fold it really small until it's
there. Why do you know this?
And then you shove it up there, and you just have sex. And no blood comes out at all. Look, I could like put a white thing on there, up there, and no blood will come up.
Why are you this horny?
Fold it up, and you can keep it up there for like 2 hours.
Why
are
you this horny? Why are you this horny?
I have to tell you,
I'm a nympho. It happens. It's life.
You are too freaky for me.
It's life.
But I mean, I don't go that extreme when I do it on my period.
No, it's people ain't real.
Go to jail.
It's healthy, though. It's healthy to have sex while you're on your period.
Why the fuck are y'all this horny? Y'all can't wait a week?
Not blood get on your dick?
No, I waited 18 years before I had sex. Y'all can't wait a week.
It's just like bitches wear cups. They wear little menstrual cups while they have sex.
What the fuck is going on? Why y'all this horny?
It's 2020. I thought
men were the horny ones. No, y'all haven't. The roles have switched.
So women are horny. So women are hornier than niggas now.
Definitely, I'm calling you up for the dick appointment. You ain't calling me up for no pussy appointment, nigga. You better hope you can catch me when you want to catch me. You gonna catch me when I decide.
Coco, are women hornier than niggas?
Yeah, I feel like that.
Korea Bay.
Erica.
It is true, but
you're not horny at all, right?
None of my best friends.
It is true. First of all.
It's true.
My fault.
It is true, but I feel like women know how to control themselves.
Women don't know how to control themselves? So women are hornier than niggas?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like that, yeah.
Very.
Wow, because I be horny. So if y'all hornier than me?
Yeah.
That's true.
What you say?
We're not going to show y'all that we're
hornier. You said what?
Women nut more than niggas.
Hey, I ain't going
to. From my own self, right? Because y'all come like one time and then y'all like.
No, nah, for real.
From my own self, I was, not from y'all.
I was with a chick and she was like, yo, is she going? I'm like, yeah, like three times. Like, yo, what the fuck? I was just down in like 20 minutes. What the fuck?
20 minutes.
I like doing that shit.
What was it, 20 minutes?
That's that long?
20 minutes.
Is that long?
Kind of long.
20 minutes. She enjoyed it.
Well, I can't say that no more because for some reason I don't know. I found somebody who did like 4 minutes. I was like 4 hours.
20 minutes, like,
you
know,
doing too much.
Increments.
4 hours.
4 hours of what?
Sex.
Like breaks.
No breaks, no round two.
4 hours like straight
you
ever just strokes.
You know, after the club, you be drunk, you know. Might have did maybe a bean or something.
Dennis ain't gonna let no more.
Don't tell nobody. And
4 hours of strokes?
She on that perfect stuff.
You look at the clock, you be like, damn, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
You be like, that pink rabbit pill. What is it called?
Be like, dang, we started at 6 because we went to the after hour, so we started at 6.
This is a true story, too, huh?
Heck yeah. A couple times.
You be taking through there.
Oh,
boy, time
I keep going.
I don't want to sleep on Netflix after that.
See, bitches don't know how to keep going. You guys suck that bitch back up.
I ain't gonna lie, this one chick hit me.
I'll
like,
be mad
for three nuts. Like, this three nuts are like two hours. After that third nut, nigga, I just laid where I was. Next thing I know, I woke up. I was still at her spot. Like, yo,
you said that second and a half.
Third, bro. You know how like niggas be done. Niggas be done after one, nigga. That dick just kept getting hard. It's like I fucked with her.
So y'all ain't never met nobody who could like really bust multiple nuts back to back? Cause I feel like that's normal. Like a lot of dudes can bust nuts back to back.
I gotta be.
We gotta fuck with you. Cause if we don't fuck with you after that first nut, nigga, that post nut clarity will have a nigga out of here. Y'all never heard of that? No. Let me tell you, sister.
Let me tell you, sister.
Post nut clarity. Every nigga has this shit. It's like post nut clarity. Like, okay, say like if I schedule some shit with a chick, we got a pre-scheduled dick appointment.
Okay.
If I jack off before that shit and I nut, I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna come to you. Cause it's like I don't really like you like that, and you stay like 30 minutes away. Do I feel like traveling 30 minutes for somebody who I really... I'm not even horny no more.
I do that, too. I play with my vibrator or something, and I'm supposed to be coming over. I be trying to get, like really, really in the mood.
Yeah, because for niggas, that second nut be the one. That first one gonna come quick. That second nut be the one. So I really gotta like you for you to get that second nut. But if I get that first nut, it's like, I'm not horny no more.
I really
want to
go.
That's post nut clarity. Like, nigga, even if I didn't have no shit scheduled, it's like if I'm watching porn, it's like, I shouldn't. I'm a freaky motherfucker. Why was I watching this shit?
Filthy animal.
Yuck. What the fuck is wrong with me? Am I lying?
Man, listen, but second round two, I'm a warrior, son.
I wasn't
sure. Fucking warrior.
But you gotta like her to get that second round.
It's all about the convenience.
Yeah, like
before I gotta drive.
But if you like 40 minutes away,
no. Not 40 minutes away never happened.
No. But if you're like 15, 20.
Y'all yeah. ain't never drove more than 40 minutes.
Not on the second nut.
Not
on the second nut. If it's the...
Wow. I'm going to make a note of that. I'm going to say, did you get... Or is this post-nut appointment?
You nigga, not you. Your ass fat, so you probably... Yeah. You get the second nut appointment. You getting second? Like, but if it's just some shit that was just convenient and I don't really fuck with her like that, she was just an available pussy.
Right.
Like, motherfuckers don't be knowing when they just available pussy.
This nigga funny.
You like? Am I lying? Right. Am I lying? Available. You was just an available pussy. Like, shit. I just need somebody else to jack off with. I'm gonna use your pussy to jack off.
But what I've studied is that men.
Okay,
have...
professor.
No.
Professor Sex, boy.
No, honestly.
According
to
my thesis.
No, because I have to take biology and anatomy. And
where the fuck you in school at?
I went to school for nursing.
Morehead University?
Florida State College, Jacksonville.
Florida State?
FSCJ.
Okay.
So it's Florida
so
State
like Morehead School of Medicine. Like, but Florida, okay.
Right.
What the fuck is you doing? You horny ass nigga.
No, it was on Twitter. It just popped up.
Horny ass. Put the... Horny ass.
No, it just.
Stop being horny.
You know Twitter when you going.
No, horny. Relax.
Oh my God.
You know when you going.
No, horny.
Okay, thank you. It do be popping, right? It be the first
Florida
thing.
State.
It
be on Kodak page.
Florida State.
It be on Kodak page. No, basically it's like men have to ejaculate at least what's the healthiest, I guess, stamina of it is at least once a day. To have a normal, for them to be mentally competent and for them to have functioning. You
got a nut once a day?
Yeah. Look it up. Google it.
I'm worth to feel competent?
No, for to have like you know how some people get up, stretch.
I'm backed up about a week.
Ooh. Well, that's not healthy. So you need to release yourself.
That's why you're supposed to get a woman. Get you a woman, or at least get you a line
of which one of y'all?
Look it up.
Which one of y'all? Gonna suck this nigga.
Ass. It keeps your skin clear. It gives you energy and stamina.
Who that? Which one of y'all?
I'm trying to tell you. And I understand like why men like to have sex.
What's up?
There. So what you're gonna have to do is probably find you like. Let me see if I can find you one of these escorts. Because I can't help you.
You know, I heard that, you know, there's a lot of girls put out of work from Follies. They available.
I don't even need, I'm at the point now, I can just stroke cheeks. I don't even need to put, just stroke cheeks. Give me some booty cheeks to stroke. This is it.
For real?
Shit.
So you rub
I've evolved.
You...
I've evolved.
Well, then just go to the strip club then.
Just
dance.
Oh, like them dudes
that
come into the strip club and
they
try to nut in their
pants.
Niggas do that?
Yeah. If you want somebody
$40,
just get a dance, right?
Man, look, y'all know them dudes that come to the strip club, right? And they literally, like, they get a dance just so they can nut, and they somehow nut from, like, the
what
dance.
The
and
then fuck?
I heard that.
I've
heard that guy's
like,
that.
I had no idea this shit was happening.
These niggas that ain't fucked in 3,000 years.
These niggas is virgins.
Niggas just be horny like that, though. For
you me. Niggas is egregiously horny.
It's too many horny motherfuckers.
It's
egregiously. Why the
fuck? And there's
fuck?
Dudes that like to get stumped on in the club. Like, they like to get stumped. Like, girls just stump them. Like, yeah, like, stump them.
You stump them?
Yeah.
They get off like
why be what the fuck going on?
Yeah, like, you know, like, they want you to, like, kick them in the dick.
The niggas is like, what? If you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck. Hey, don't start no shit. Won't be no shit. Niggas doing that shit Usher was doing in the Yeah video.
Like, they want you to talk shit like you little piece of shit.
Why are niggas this horny?
She
you horny cunt.
That's that weird fetish shit.
Niggas is getting their fetish
until you fuck one of them snow bunnies and they be like, I love that big black cock. You be like, damn.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm hearing that shit porn.
I
hate the word cock.
I like the word cock.
I hate the word cock.
I hate contemplation.
He say cock. Like, he say cock on television.
Contemplation of what?
What?
In a porn?
Yeah. Like the titles.
Compilation, nigga.
She said contemplation.
Contemplation.
I would have.
You know what?
I'm like, hey, when they fell in love.
The car has been revoked.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Your black heart.
I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was.
Florida State finna give you a full refund.
I'm like, because I missed. I didn't say the word right. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. I tell me.
Your ass fast.
Complication.
Whoop the whoop. All that whoop the whoop on the porn shit.
Right. A complication, contemplation. It's all the same.
Because we're about to turn up.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, I was already turned to my woo-woo.
With the woo-woo.
Right, somebody go home and masturbate after this.
With this 1800 Hennessy. Man.
Nah, the 1800 stay here. I'll take the 1800 home.
They better call woo-woo.
That's what it is.
Everybody drunk.
Everybody's drunk. Y'all need to stay. Y'all look lit.
Hey, what is
we look lit. I look lit.
These two.
We be lit.
Okay, I look lit.
We be lit. Look, man, this is episode 33 of the Big Homies House. The Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. I appreciate everybody popping up in this motherfucker.
Period.
From Big Homie Coco.
Buffy,
Remy,
Rebel,
New Bump Connected.
What the fuck are you doing? Big homie Erica, all the way from Korea. Thank you. Hey man, big homie YB, big homie Sway the Remix guy, big homie Butter. You here, man? You been here? You been about 25 episodes. The other 8 was because I didn't tell you it was recording. It was fucking accidents. Mixed up the timing. But yeah, episode 33, the Big Homie Kodak, Big Homies in the building. Stay tuned, we got a lot more shit coming on.
We have celebrities in here. Green.
Oh, now you know who my nigga is.
Who are you?
What up?
I want to say number one billboard, period.
I was like this.
Hey, we got to take that shot for a minute, man. Hey. What we doing?
Oh, you know, are we? Is it time for that?
I am not saying on 800.
We got about shot me.
I'm not
about shot 1800.
Oh.
We ready.
Coco said, give me this Hennessy.
Have
you subscribed to my OnlyFans yet?
No, ma'am. Come on.
Nah, nigga, you already told us you were scamming on that motherfucker. No.
Damn. I told you to subscribe, butter.
I'm not subscribing. I'm about to make my own.
Oh, what's going on?
Nigga, I know they
do what?
Going crazy.
Right, I'm going to make me a
Kodak butter.
Huh?
I don't
yeah, well, shit. Hey, big homies in the building, and this is not. We out.